father's mother.
Uh-huh.
Maria Gloria Barbosa is the name that I know for her. Is that the name you know for her?
That's all I know.
Okay.
In them days, oh, you know what happened to my grandmother. I understand it's the people that knew her that were here already. That's how we get this. They never talked about the past. Isn't that something? So anyway, this aunt said, now whether she was single, this aunt, she said to the sister that had my grandmother, listen, you have a lot of children.
Okay.
You have a lot of children, and I would take care of her. If you let me have her, I'll take good care of her. And seeing she had a lot of children, the mother said, okay.
So what you're saying is your father's mother was raised by an aunt.
An aunt.
Who didn't have any babies.
Never was married.
Never married. And so,
as far as we know. Never had children.
Do you know this woman's name?
Yes. She used to call her Aunt Nina. In other words, must be Antonia. You know, a woman's name.
Okay.
Aunt Nina. Yeah. Now that's in Portuguese. Now English, Antonia, I think.
Yeah. Do you know?
So
was she a Barbosa, or a different name? Like.
Yes, she was one of the child that never got married and was alone.
So it was like Antonia Barbosa, maybe was her name?
I would say so.
Okay. So this aunt raises.
And she gave her good education.
Yeah.
Very, very good education.
In the Azores.
And she. Now, whether she lived alone in Portugal, I don't know.
In the Azores on yeah. São Miguel?
Yes, that's okay. Where my father was from.
Okay, okay. And she got a good education, huh?
Yeah, she gave my grandmother.
Yeah.
Excellent. My grandmother was a school teacher in Portugal. Very, very smart. She used to write, read and write in Portuguese. Very, very good. And she used to make her M's like this, very fancy, the letters. And she used to write letters to Portugal for my father, for his, for my mother or whatever, see?
I heard she delivered babies, was a midwife.
She was a midwife here.
Here?
As far as I remember, she was a midwife here. My father came, he was 7 years old, to this country.
So, can you tell me a little bit about your grandmother? I have heard a story that...
Yeah, your mother used to say she was raped. Is that...
Yeah.
But I guess she had
story,
no children.
But
now.
That she had but married we, a man... Because you said that she had... There's another son, August.
Yes. She married him and carried her... Still the Borges... Barbosa name.
Yeah.
And then days.
Was the Barbosa name, what I want to know is, was the Barbosa name the first husband or
his name was August. Now,
last
whether
name was
whether August? She got pregnant from August, that was her first man in her life.
Let me start this. Maria Gloria Barbosa is raised by her aunt Antonia. And at some point, she gets married to a man. Yes?
Who
Maria
did?
Gloria Barbosa gets married.
Well, I don't know if she got married.
Oh, okay.
I don't know that.
But there was a man named...
August.
First name was August or last name was August?
August. They're all Augusts.
That's
There's
the
one
last
guy
name.
Left. One cousin
That's
left.
That's the last name. Do you
yeah,
know his
all
first
August.
Name?
So when my grandmother came to this country, she stayed with him. She must have. Where was she going to go?
I heard that this man, August,
right.
went to Brazil.
If that was the son's father, went to Brazil is true. and went to look for a job.
And he was going to come back for her.
Yes, and he took a long time. I don't know if it was years or what. Never came back. So they claim that this man, must be Sousa man, was a band leader. And she used to do all their uniforms. She used to sew all the... She was very good sewer. Miss... what do they call it?
Seamstress? Or...
She used to sew.
Yeah.
She was a pro at that. She used to make all those uniforms for those men in Portugal.
Okay.
And this man, Sousa, loved her a lot. This is one woman that lived near them is the one that told my sister Mary's. But my father never, never mentioned anything. And we couldn't ask questions.
Sure.
We couldn't ask. They'd say, no, go in the other room and play or do something else, you know.
So as best we know,
yeah,
Maria Gloria Barbosa had a relationship with a man whose last name was August.
No. Well.
The first.
The first husband. Whether she
married him or not, don't know.
We don't know.
His last name was August, and they had a son together.
Yeah, she had that son, came to this country.
And then that son came to this country.
Then he got married here.
Okay. The man, the first man, went to Brazil.
The August...
the father...
Yeah.
Went to Brazil...
To look for a job.
But never really came back for her.
So he said, I'm looking for a job and I'm going to come back.
And then while he was away, this band leader, Sousa... Went see her. Something happened.
Yeah.
Some people say
it's a rape, but they shouldn't have even.
Maybe not.
Yeah, maybe not.
Okay. And then she became pregnant with your father.
Right.
By Sousa.
Right. So, and you know something? Whether she wrote to that Sousa or not, I don't know. But she must have told my father. That was his father, and his name was Sousa. And she named my father.
She named him Sousa, yeah.
So it must have been his son. So, and don't forget, 7 years she brought him up in Portugal.
Do you know the age difference between the August child and your father?
He was a lot older than my father. That's all I know.
Like, a lot, just a lot.
That I don't know.
Not sure. So...
So when
then at some point, your mother is bringing up your father. Your grandmother's bringing up her first son goes to America.
Yes, he was there.
And then when your father is 7, she goes to be with her son.
With the
first
aunt.
Son.
Right.
With the aunt.
Right.
Which aunt? The Antone?
The aunt and her and my father came by boat.
So she came with her, the woman who raised her. And told she brought
definitely.
Oh, she brought
definitely.
Her, so she brought her mother.
The aunt. That aunt is buried here.
Really?
That aunt is buried in that cemetery right there. She used to say, "My lovely aunt," in Portuguese, "minha linda tia." She was so must have been so good to her. Mm-hmm. She loved her, and she brought her with her.
So, wow. And you know, do you know why she came? Why she left?
That I don't know, but a lot of people wanted to come to this country.
When?
Why? I don't know.
When was your father born?